Then you go to the women in the middle. The one who's standing on the left is wearing the sort of black kimono with little cross hatching in it. This is a very specific fabric, and it's called akashi. It's also a single layer. It was probably beginning to become popular right about this time and then continued to be extremely popular for summer wear for the next 200 years. Pretty clear that she is also a maid. She also has that apron on. The most interesting figure in the middle section is the one who's lying down. This is an older woman. This kimono is very elegant. It's a pattern called saya, a fretwork pattern, and it also has a crest on the back and on the sleeves, so you can tell that the kimono is tied in the front. Even though you can't quite see the bow where it's tied, if you look at the back, there's no bow in the back, so you know that it has to be in the front. And at this period, older women, married women, tied their obis in the front. The third triptych, the standing woman with the long sleeves, is the most elegant of all of the women. She's young. She's probably in her teens. It was only younger women who wore these very long sleeves. She also seems to have three layers on her kimono. It's a much more classy style than the women in the stripes or the women in the single layers. And she's holding a fan. And the kind of fan that she's holding, this kind of round fan, is called an uchiwa. And this is basically, there's a lot of surface on it, has a single handle, and you can really get a good breeze going with that. So that's something that's always associated with summer. Now, she's looking down at two other women. One is a young girl in the red kimono. And again, it's a very specific pattern here. It's called kanoko dyeing. This is this little tiny dapple dye where it's a tie-dye form. A kimono like that would have been very expensive. So this young girl, she's not quite 13 because she's got the long sleeves. And also the top at the shoulder seam has a tuck in it. This is characteristic of what a young girl would wear. And then she's holding this funny little thing that looks like an olive with a pimento in it. It's a toy made from glass. It's usually called a bidoro, which comes from Portuguese, but there were lots of names for it, a ponpin, a popin, a popen, because you'd put the long stem in your mouth and blow on it, and it would just make this little popping sound. Glass has always been associated with summer because it's clear and it looks cool. And this was a toy, basically, and it probably had just become popular around this time. So she's holding that. And then there's a woman who's crouched over, and she's setting a couple of sparklers onto the river, floating them out on the river. Now, this woman is wearing stripes. And she also, which are informal, this is kind of working wear, and she also has her kimono or her obi tied in the front. I mean, clearly she's not old, but she's probably a married woman. And there's one little piece of erotica in this scene, which is that as she's leaning over, her kimono has become slightly undone in the front, and you just see a little peak of her thigh. It really is appropriate to think of this as like a fashion magazine, because when we look at a fashion magazine, very often we don't know the models' names, but their whole purpose is to project a certain type of person, a certain type of attitude, and their pose, doing interesting things. And that's exactly what's going on here.